The Iraq War seems like a distant memory for most of us these days, but there were nearly 5,000 Americans killed there, and there were also casualties here at home. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock has been following the story of a Massachusetts family that experienced both.
Hola, ¿cómo está Luis?
No.
Buen día.
Buenos días.
Carlos and Melita Arredondo live in a friendly neighborhood in Roslindale, Massachusetts. I was with them last Sunday for a memorial mass for Carlos's son, Alexander. He was a 20-year-old Marine Lance Corporal when he was killed in Iraq in 2004. August 25th, last Saturday, was the 8th anniversary of his death. After the service at Sacred Heart Church, we walked to the modest home they share with their dogs, Buddy and Chica. Carlos was in Florida on August 25th, 2004, when military officials came to tell him that Alex was dead. He was so distraught, he grabbed some gasoline and tried to set himself on fire in the van the military officials had driven to his home.
I was very fortunate and lucky. When the van where I was, they got in fire, blew up, and threw me out of the van. And I survived that moment. The spontaneous happened, you know, and this situation sometimes take a split or a second just to happen.
Today, Carlos says that was a suicide attempt, and it was a sign of things to come for Carlos, Melita, and Brian, Carlos's younger son, as they all struggled to deal with Alex's death, and they all suffered mental and sometimes physical problems. Melita Arredondo.
The three of us were constantly, Carlos, myself, or Brian, were in one type of institution or another. And it was devastating. That's when Carlos had the Bell's palsy. He couldn't move. He was in so much pain. He couldn't move from the floor. I went to work one day, and he was still there, the same place, when I came home.
It was especially bad for Brian because he was extremely close to his older brother. Alex's death sent him reeling, dropping out of school, alcohol abuse, and finally, something unthinkable. Brian killed himself last December, just as U.S. troops were leaving Iraq and the war his brother did not come home from. At his funeral, a family friend said Brian was never the same after Alex died, and his father Carlos agrees.
And days before that, I remember how emotional he was by his seeing images in the TV about welcome home troops and gathering with the families, and I remember him being very emotional about that. So I affect him a lot.
Today, Carlos Arredondo wears buttons with photos of Brian and Alex on them. The home he shares with Melita is a sort of shrine to their boys. There are photos of them together all over the walls. Carlos drives a pickup truck that has a huge bumper sticker on it that says suicide prevention. He and Melita have channeled their grief into advocacy for military families. You'll see them everywhere in the Boston area when there's a veterans event. They work with organizations like Veterans for Peace, and last weekend here in Boston, they helped hundreds, yes, hundreds of homeless veterans get access to services and simple things like clothes and eyeglasses.
I sometimes get existential and think to myself, both Brian or Alex are no longer going through the pain of living in this world, and here are these many men and women who we served the last few days who are still have to live with the pain, which is more challenging. On a personal level, it does help to stay occupied and keep me grounded in this world.
And it's just something that it needs to be done, and we are part of what we went through with the loss of Brian, and that experience that we have, we want to share with others and as much as we can, work with others as much as we can, because it's very important, very, very important.
Alex and Brian Arredondo are buried side by side in Rural Cemetery in Walpole, Massachusetts. Their graves both have headstones like you see on the graves of service members who have fallen in battle. And you could say they both did.
That report from Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. You can see pictures of the Arredondos at hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now.